At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going to tear up. I'm unwell.
That's insane what you just did. That's wild.
You know how sometimes they have like...
The second thing you said was trash
cans. Trash cans. I'm middle-aged. I love a good trash can.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio, but Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Producer Andy Lara is here as well.
Hey.
We are...
We're back.
Booking and cooking.
That's right.
You know?
We have put away the Halloween.
Halloween is over.
Decor and costumes.
Our inflatable Bucky vampire decoration in the front of the yard has been rolled up and see if it gets punctured by next year. But it's Halloween stuff is away.
It's over. Yep.
What are your thoughts on, the first Christmas, signs of Christmas are always...
The stores, yeah.
The merchandise, mm-hmm. Particularly the merchandise. I feel like even before the decorations go up, there's like some, like, there's a little Christmassy area.
In the stores,
yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's already up. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, mm-hmm. The one that I hate the most is the airports. I hate an airport Christmas because I'm not out there with my family. I'm out there away from my family. But airport Christmas when you travel with family is nice. It's nice to see a Christmas tree while you get delayed for 11 hours.
I had my first Halloween flight, which was interesting.
Yeah.
There, I went to a rental car center. They had one piece of gauze up. Like, ha-ha.
You know, yeah.
It was like Alamo and then one sheet of gauze.
A small town airport rental car will do that.
Yeah.
In your case, the Fresno Alamo.
Yeah.
Will throw up a single sheet of gauze.
Yeah.
And Southwest likes to do it too. Southwest likes to put up a couple cobwebs, a couple little spider webs. Mm-hmm. Spirit has real spiders. Spirit has real zombies and spider, you know, but
our little joke about Halloween, there was like a brand new constructed home in mm-hmm. our neighborhood that put up a bunch of gauze. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that looks nice.
Mm-hmm. But- yeah. What do you make of this, Andy? We have a guy in our neighborhood who since Halloween has put up more zombies and skeletons in his front yard and at night walks amongst them. I thought it was a Day of the Dead thing. I thought it was, but that's not zombies. That's skeletons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's candy skulls. And, yeah. Yeah. And
at one point, heritage. All the skeletons were boiling a clown. That was probably on the 28th of October. And it just keeps growing.
He doesn't really start setting up until like the 28th. And then I think he's just going hard till Christmas. I don't know.
It gets pretty dark.
Yeah. It does. They start performing. The skeletons are doing actions where they're harming one another. And you're like, this is getting less wholesome.
Yeah, it's probably a dynamic ramp to Christmas. He's like, listen, you're really going to appreciate it when we get there.
Yeah. It's a great point.
Yeah, he has a bunch of creepy dolls, yeah, too. It's bad.
Yeah, that's when, yeah, dolls just make things go sideways. Yeah. That's kind of...
It's a different animal, yeah.
We did have another neighbor who did the skeletons, Travis Kelce in a jersey proposing to Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
In a sparkle dress.
That's something, awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It is kind of dark, though, because they're dead in this scenario. Like, there's a guy that has a skeleton with a Dodgers jersey on. I was like, is that pro or anti-Dodgers? I don't know.
No, I think those are, like, happy skeletons.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know. People are taking some liberties with these.
Yeah. I feel like it's a whimsy kind of like, oh, it's fun because they're skeletons. So what can we do with skeletons? Let's put all of our favorite things on skeletons.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think that's as far.
Dress up.
Then there's this guy, though, who's, zombies boiling clowns. Yeah. I don't think he's on the same program.
No. Yeah, it's a different animal. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast. One of the zombies is going to be in our front yard soon. So, well, anyways, guys, we're going to do weekend recaps. We'll talk about our Halloween. Mel went to Fresno, watched Ole Run in the Mountain West Conference Championships. Mm-hmm. We had busy days, busy weeks. But we're also going to talk moving today. Today's topic is moving, because it hit us that we moved from San Diego 14 years ago. By it hit us, I mean Facebook memories told us we'd moved 14 years ago.
From Seattle to San Diego.
I had rounded up in my mind, we were up to 16 years.
It feels like 16.
It does. Feels like I've been paying that landlord for 16 years. But when your rent goes up every month, then it does make it feel longer for every year. So, but before we do that, those are leaving some likes and reviews on the podcast. Thank you so much for that. Wherever you listen to our podcast, we really appreciate it. This is one we got this week. It said, laughing from Phoenix, Arizona. This is from M. Gonzalez Jr. Please, for one episode, bring back Steven. Old request for, I don't think they want him in your chair, FYI. I think they want him in this chair. Your episode with him about animals is still the funniest of all time. Bribe him with free munching mugs for all of his kids. It's a deep callback to old, old episodes. So thanks from Laughing in Phoenix going through the archives.
Mm-hmm.
I sent him that right after his Dodgers won the World Series. So, Steven is... It was a good night for Steven. So,
yeah.
Also, upcoming tour dates. Let's see. This is coming out. I'm going to be in Nashville this weekend. Mm-hmm. This weekend, November 14th through 16th, I'm going to be at Nashville Comedy Club for 3 shows. Check those out. I've realized that this is actually easier for me if I just read it off my little note, because it is the way it is on the website now. It's hard to read.
Yeah, it doesn't. Every city doesn't stand out as much.
But. Yeah.
Thanks, Bands on Tour.
Thanks, Bands on Tour.
Why don't you truncate some of these dates?
Upcoming dates we have are Nashville, San Diego are the 28th through the 30th. That's this month. In December, we're going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Brooklyn, New Brunswick, New Jersey. January, Dallas, Houston, Charleston, South Carolina, Raleigh. And then February, Boise, Salt Lake, Phoenix. March, we've got Chicago, D.C., Everett, and Tacoma. We just threw a bunch more dates on sale as well for the spring. Go check them out. Lots and lots. I literally just posted them on Instagram, so they're all there. Come see me on tour.
We've got our next Patreon Zoom hang on Wednesday, November 19th.
Mm.
Yep. It's always a good time. A lot of times we have giveaways. Give away something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We gave away a tote bag from the Nate's After Emmy Party, because you didn't need two of those. So we gave one of those away. Mm-hmm. So check it out, everybody. All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, and also, sorry, the Nickerson Family Christmas Card, which is a Patreon perk. It's coming up. You got to sign up by the end of November to get that.
Always a highlight. We do some great Christmas cards.
Yep.
So be sure to check that out. Sign up, give a little more to the pod, get a little more from the pod. We got some comments here before we get into our weekend recaps and topics and such. This is from Evan in the Facebook group. Made an impulse buy today because of Dustin and Melissa, and gosh dang it, they are delicious. This is a picture of him and what else but Nerds Gummy Clusters. I'm ruined, and I don't want to share with my family. If y'all aren't getting paid by Ferrara Candy Company, find a way, or at least get free candy hookups for every podcast plug. Evan, I've been getting into them. I've been getting into somebody. Yeah. I don't know how
I bought some for Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah.
You two can explain this a little more because you guys know more about the stuff. That clip did pretty well on TikTok about the love of
gummy.
Yeah.
Nerds gummy
and
clusters.
One of the most common things is that one of the top comments is people are complaining that it's not vegetarian because of something that's in it.
Yeah, because of gelatin. Because gelatin is derivative usually of animals. Who cares?
Some people care, Andy. Some people care, Andy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, gelatin.
Well, okay. That really brought the podcast down. That's my fault. this is from YouTube right here. This is from Mallory. She said, I remember watching scary movies at my house growing up. QVC became my safe comfort show because it was on Channel 3. The channel used to switch the TV input to VCR DVD player. It was my backed reality show. I still find comfort in QVC, even though I haven't seen a horror movie in years. That's very funny. If you did watch a scary movie, you're like, what do I watch next? What do I go and see?
Cleanse the palate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, my Uber's here. thanks for the comment, Mallory. This one is from Jade Quinn Creates. Did Dustin dress up or just wear his normal comfy clothes? This is in reference to our Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Excellent question here. Those are not my normal comfy clothes. I am not usually sleeveless.
Right.
As a matter of fact, in my actual most comfy clothes, I am fully sleeved and with hood and hood on. People don't wear the hooded part of their hooded sweatshirts as much as I do. I love it. I love the softness on my face. And I was like, I'm going to keep these gray sweats because those were pretty soft.
Yeah.
And I was wearing them for a couple days and I was kind of still wearing my costume for a couple days after. Because, you know, it's just a pair of sweats and a t-shirt. And then you run a cheap pair of sweats through the wash. What happens? Yeah, it shrunk and all the white cotton on the end got on everything else in that washer. So some things are $8 pairs of sweats that are meant to be worn for one Halloween.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're in our car right now to be donated.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa has also been wearing her costume every day since.
Yeah, you know, we had a good run.
You were wearing my jeans. I didn't even notice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So... this one here is from Hogslop. The YouTube names are always great. Words cannot explain how incredible childbirth is. I told myself my whole life that I wasn't going to watch when my wife gave birth, but in the moment I couldn't look away. It changes a man. Amen.
Thank you, Hogslop.
Again. No man watches childbirth that comes away more impressed by men.
Right.
You were telling me yesterday about you were like, when you're pregnant, you're just thinking about like, oh my gosh, in a couple months, I gotta do this.
Well, I think you have 9 months to be like the gamut of like uncomfortable and you can't sleep and you can't eat and you're throwing up and you have acid reflux or like things you've never had, symptoms and stuff. And everyone's like, yeah, it'll go away after you have the baby. You know, like, we can't get rid of this. Stuff like that. And
you'll get some new things after that baby comes, but those will go away.
But you are, like, there's a time, there's a clock. You know, like, I gotta push this baby out. It's going to be, like, insane. But then you're like, but then I have to learn how to be a mother. And then I have to, like, feed this child. Then I have to get this child to sleep. Then I have to raise this child. So it really, I do think, I mean, as we said this before, women immediately are like, I gotta get everything in order. That's why the nesting, you know, like I gotta get ready for the child. And I do think a father, it can take longer to feel those feelings.
Yeah.
Like, because it doesn't feel as real to them.
You know,
I don't know if that makes sense.
We're like, what do you mean you don't want to stay up late tonight?
I'm creating life.
Yeah. It is.
I don't know. It's just the responsibility that you feel like immediate.
Yeah. You know? No, I think as a young man or like, I don't know. it changes your whole view on that stuff changes. Like before you have kids, you're like, women are crazy. And then after you watch Labor, you're like, women are crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane what you just did. That's wild. Yeah. I will say it a million times and I'll say it again. No man watches pregnancy and then labor and then infant more and walks away impressed by men.
Yeah.
And you're like, I did not contribute a lot to this. And I'm here to help. Hi, let me know how I can help and support. That was pretty impressive. Go team go.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, it feels more and more like being a fan and cheering for the team, and you're like, I can help any way you want me to help, but you've got to play the game, you know, like labor specifically. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pushing on some back labor. We had some, you know, I did very little is the point. Yeah. You know,
brought the baseball glove.
I brought the baseball glove, exactly. Yeah, I'm here to catch it. I'm here to catch it if you need to. So, yeah, so I agree with that. All right, so this email, why don't you read this email here, Mel? This is from Aaron.
Okay, candy bar theory. Dustin and Melissa have a theory about candy bars marketing and basically how they came into existence. Not clever enough to be a conspiracy and maybe not interesting enough to be intriguing, but here we go nonetheless.
Aaron, you're underselling your email here.
I think Mars or Hershey or whoever was in charge of making candy bars made the same treat by adding and subtracting ingredients. Here's my thinking. You have four ingredients, chocolate, caramel, nougat, and some nut, normally peanut. Snickers, chocolate, nougat, caramel, peanut. Milky Way, chocolate, nougat, caramel. Three Musketeers, chocolate, nougat. Baby Ruth, chocolate, nougat, peanut. Payday, nougat, peanut. Milk Duds, caramel, chocolate. These four ingredients have given us six rather prolific candies that, like them or not, have had quite a run and find themselves in kids' bags for the last 50-plus yeah. Halloweens to some degree or another. Anyway, love the pod. Thanks for sharing your lives with us. Chocolate nougat. Can you scroll up again? Sometimes when you read something, you don't process it.
It's, I will say he's not wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like the Taco Bell of candy. It's different ways to make the same thing. And
ingredients, yeah, different. Yeah.
This is Jim Gaffigan's old bit about Mexican food. You're like, what is it? Tortilla, cheese, sour cream, your choice of meat. Yeah, no. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's vegetables, mm-hmm. lettuce.
You roll it up, you flip it. Yeah.
What is nachos? Tortilla, cheese, meat. Well, you know, there were only so many things floating around back then, Aaron. Interesting mm-hmm. theory.
Well, that does go. Remember when you toured the Hershey factory?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Chocolate is the way of the future.
Well, that was the funniest quote. He said,
put all his money in chocolate.
It said, caramel is temporary, but chocolate is forever. Yeah. Mel agrees. Mel agrees. Mm-hmm. Why don't you read this one, Andy? This is to you and the two of you. This is from Ginger.
Well, that's exciting. Here we go. Mel and Andy. Mel has mentioned making a Dutch baby a couple of times. I have never heard of it before and was curious. I looked up recipes and it looks very yummy. I'd like to try it I'd like to try and make it. Any tips on how you prepare it or toppings your family likes? Thanks for the laughs. Ginger.
Okay, so Gloria had a Dutch baby at her friend's house on Saturday. And
Gloria
their...
had a baby?
A Dutch one.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I think they're Danish.
Yes. Mm. That's what Dutch is.
Sorry, her friends.
Oh,
I think
got
her
it.
Friends are Danish. And so they were like, your mom's made these before? You know, they were impressed.
Yeah.
Impressed. Yeah. So, but it is typically like a European pancake kind of.
Yes.
And I made it a couple times. It's also called like Panufkin or with a PH, a PF or Panufkin. Maybe that's the German
nougat
version of it. I actually, the first time I had Dutch babies, my friend, okay, so there it is, German Panufkin pancake.
Mm.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, okay, so just pancake in German.
Yeah, so one of my first memories, I have a friend in Seattle, her mom is German, and made us Dutch babies after sleepover, but she made them for like 15 girls.
That's impressive.
Impressive.
Yeah.
But anyways, she did powdered sugar and lemon juice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. That's like the most traditional, I think, typical way of like making it. I mean, mm-hmm. you could splash in, I think, any fruit compote or complements, blueberry, strawberry, raspberry,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
mix mm-hmm. it all in there. And it's all, I mean, it's a format of pancake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So anything that typically goes mm-hmm. with any pancake kind of works.
This is starting to sound like the chocolate argument to the
yeah,
candy bar argument.
It is.
What's a crepe?
Exactly.
So it's
pancake,
like
powdered sugar, lemon,
yeah.
berry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's similar to a crepe, but it is larger, usually.
Yeah, because it yeah. puffs up. And it's mm-hmm. more use of baking soda or whatever that kind of makes it more airy so it'll
yeah.
actually rise out of the
mm-hmm.
out of the pan. Yeah,
yeah.
Something like that.
Tips on how to prepare?
Jen Hatmaker has a good recipe in her cookbook.
Yeah.
I've made that before. Yeah. But I've made other ones, too. So...
What is
yeah,
the
they're delicious. It's actually a gingerbread Dutch baby, but they say it feeds like three or four each one, but no,
right.
you're gonna make like four
right.
or five of these. Give everyone their own.
Well, this is like when I take it to our family. I was like, let's split a pizookie, and then they come down and we're like, nah, everybody wants their own pizookie. Nobody's trying to share a pizookie.
Well, we did get the minis.
Yeah,
which
was a mistake.
I'm
yeah.
glad they made the minis.
Yeah.
It's kind of a performative pancake, really. Because it's
it
like,
pizookie?
No, the
performative
Dutch
pancake.
Baby. Because
oh, the Dutch
it's
baby,
like,
yeah.
You know,
it
has
is a show stealer.
It has an effect. It's not like a flat
yeah, no,
pancake.
It's
yeah.
If a pancake was a pick-me, to use one of the girls.
Oh,
like,
you make
oh,
pancakes,
yeah.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you a little Dutch baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
well, where do you? Okay. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. as question for the group here and Facebook and email, every Saturday morning for the rest of your life, you have to wake up and you get one of these every Saturday. You get a waffle, you get a pancake, you get Dutch babies, you get crepes. What am I forgetting? Those are the big four, I think. And Dutch babies are kind of thrown in there. Every
yeah. If yeah, we're talking about batter-based breakfasts.
Yeah,
then you just,
BBBs,
that's all.
Triple Bs,
yeah,
battered-based breakfast. What are you taking? French toast? That's a different one.
Yes.
That's bread-based.
No, but it is bread in a batter
with cinnamon sugar with powdered
yes,
sugar.
Yes, a French toast is a honorable exception.
Yeah,
one of the only things I know
there.
How to cook.
Yeah,
what are you taking?
I'm taking Dutch baby.
Dutch baby, mm-hmm. really? Which is crazy. Were Dutch babies on your radar 3 years ago?
Well, yes, because my friend in high school,
oh,
her
friend
mom
in high school, right.
made them. No, I just, you know, kind of pandemic wise, I used to really be into like a weekend made breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I would do it either
right.
Saturday or Sunday for
right.
the kids. not so much anymore.
Stay with the exercise, though, of what are you picking?
No, that's why I just, like, I do not bake these anymore.
You did recently. We had Dutch babies around. You sell yourself short a lot, Mel. I walk into our house a lot of mornings and evenings, and something tasty is cooking or baking.
Yeah.
You're a wonderful mom, and a lot of great stuff.
I just got to get up and go so much.
It's tough to make a Dutch baby when you have to be in Orange County at 6:45 a.m. for a volleyball tournament. But rehearsal.
For the next 6 months, I have to get my daughter to a rehearsal by 7:45 a.m. Yeah. So it's
you might need to splice that BTS thing into the episode somehow with the holiday calendaring is here this fits holiday calendaring is here. So you're taking Dutch babies. What are you taking?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I'm going to have to go the French toast caveat because that is definitely what I guess if I have to eat it because I don't love sweet breakfast.
Mm.
In French toast, you can lean it more savory and get away with it. Crepes, you kind of can too, but I think I'm going to go French toast if I've got a pick.
I'm a waffle man. I'm going to get a waffle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like your waffles.
I make a buttermilk oat waffle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
I should be home more Saturdays.
I think it's the lemon powdered sugar. That's a very delicious combination. You don't get very much. So
I have a question for you. You think you're gonna do cinnamon rolls this year? I'm not asking you to. Do you think?
I know. I just moved to picking up donuts on Easter and Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Understandable. We're busy family.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go, Ginger. Hope that helps.
That helps, Ginger.
Ginger's in the name. Let's do a little weekend recap. Weekend recap.
Let's do it.
So very different kind of weekend for us in the sense that I left on a Wednesday. I came home on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I did a gig out in Omaha at the Omaha Funny Bone for the Omaha Youth for Christ organization. And so it was funny because it was for YFC, which I've done a lot of gigs for YFC over the years. And then but it was in a comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
It was the new one. It was great. It was fun. But then we kept calling it a heist. We had a real heist. And that I woke up in Nebraska on Friday and you Thursday night left for Fresno.
I left. Yes. Because our daughter turned 16 on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a dinner out on Tuesday and then we had our normal week. And
Mel, first off, Mel loves chain restaurants.
Well, our daughter chose to go to BJ's, mm-hmm. which has $5 Pizookies on Tuesday. So the whole restaurant was full of teenagers that she knew everyone. Everyone was side-eyeing each other. It was hilarious. It was packed. Mm-hmm. It was all teenagers mm-hmm. and us. And I don't love chain restaurants.
You don't love chain restaurants.
Well,
we don't like sit-down meals really much.
Yeah,
but it was her birthday.
I had to get over myself and laugh about how hilarious it was.
It was just funny because so many teens
so
kept
hilarious.
Coming in, too.
Yeah.
And
just
she's like,
every party that sat down, she knew.
Yes, 100%.
One after another. I left for the airport at 8 p.m. Thursday night. I got out of the Fresno airport at 12:05 with a rental car.
Yeah.
Because I got delayed because of fog. I slept really fast. I got up. Cross country teams were in my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I drove to the course. It was my first NCAA Division I like cross country meet.
Well, not just a meet, it was cross-country championships, the Mountain West championships.
It was super fun, because that's like my sport.
That's what Joel texted me, like, mom's in her element right now. Mom's having so fun.
And I knew the course because it was the same location as state cross-country for high school. But it was also less pressure because we're just happy he was racing. You know, I was still nervous, but his team wasn't advancing to regionals, so it was let's go see what happens. You know?
Yeah. A year ago we were wondering if he was going to make state cross country. You know, because mm-hmm. that race was right before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So I think it was next weekend.
Yep.
and a year ago, and now a year later, we're back. You're back, and then it is less pressure because you're like you're on the team, you're running in college, you're doing great, you're performing well,
meeting parents, meeting coaches, yeah. You know, like. And I was also seeing, you know, some of these top teams, they're like set to win nationals.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty fun to see them in person. It is funny. It's like you on the sideline at the football game. These kids are big.
Oh, yeah.
These D1 runners are tall.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's a real athlete
and
right there.
Really
wow.
fast. And you're just like, whoa. So yeah. It's pretty fun to watch it.
When yeah. you, so back on the heist, so we woke up. We had some support of some neighbors who were, you know, kind of helping out and everything. But we woke up on Halloween morning. I was in Nebraska, and mm-hmm. you were in Fresno. And I had to fly home, and you had to go to a meet and then return your car and fly home and then meet back home for Halloween.
Yep.
And we did it.
We did it.
Everything went smooth. You know, it's like, I'm very good at traveling, very good at traveling, very good at booking mm-hmm. these things, but you still need things to line up and mm-hmm. flights to happen and stay on time and weather to cooperate.
And you had to change planes. Yeah. I had a connection.
Yeah.
So I got home like around 6 mm-hmm. around 5. And then we like quickly put on costumes and went out for trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know what it was like in your neighborhood, but I can tell you what it was like in our neighborhood. I think any faux pas about like older kids trick-or-treating is over. We saw a lot of older teens, which on some ways I'm fine with because you're like, you know, for the most part, trick-or-treating is one of the more wholesome things you could do during.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot of old kids. Do you guys have a heavily trafficked neighborhood or do you guys shut down or what were you?
Yeah, we've got like, I was telling about earlier, we got a strip of like 15 houses on both sides of the street to do like a loop in. Mm-hmm. So we got to walk down a couple blocks and then we've got a nice little thing going on. It's great. It's super busy. Tons of kids. I saw a handful of like teenagers and out there, and like I'm fine with it. I mean, my parents would have much preferred me trick-or-treating than what I was up to, like 17 mm-hmm. 16 yeah. Halloween, for mm-hmm. sure,
right?
So mm-hmm. but yeah, it's great.
Going to ska punk shows?
Nah. I mean, yes, but yeah. not on Halloween in my neighborhood when I was a junior, I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is it's a weird night as a teenage parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were your how did this Halloween feel different for you than any other year? Or did it feel the same? Or did it feel... Because we kind of, you know, we have a 11-year-old.
Because we were like, hey, it's been 2 hours.
Yeah.
We need to call this. It's like, I was like walking around a race in an airport and you too. And then I've been walking around this neighborhood for 2 hours. The funny thing was she like was wearing her sister's shoes and they were hurting her feet.
Yeah.
She kept changing her socks around.
Told her it was a bad idea.
And she still wouldn't stop. She still wouldn't stop trick-or-treating. But I did notice like a vibe change right around 8 p.m. It got like significantly like more young adults.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, you know,
we have the
whole vibe. I was like, we need to get our sixth grader out of here.
Yeah.
I was just this for the first time actually in my neighborhood or even that I can remember trick or treating, someone legit scared me. Like it was a guy dressed as Joker, like Dark Knight Joker,
yeah.
mm-hmm. was walking down our street and like I had all the kids behind me in a single file line. We had like 12 yep. kids, so we yeah. kind of did it all school style.
Yeah.
And I'm walking and he's kind of coming up like kind of close and I'm just, you know, not thinking anything about it. He full on like face booed me and I like legit like was just like, I was like, and I thought like I haven't been scared like that since I think going to like a haunted house or going to like
a
not scary mm-hmm. farm or something like that. And I was like, whoa, that was felt different. I haven't experienced that, being out with the kids and doing that like in our neighborhood. It feels all family and this guy was like legit kind of scary.
Yeah, we had something similar and that, you know towards the end of Halloween we saw the scariest thing of all, which is a judgmental group of teenagers. And I was wearing a costume that had no sleeves. Don't comment on my arms. But yeah, no, with the up of Halloween, there's definitely been the rise of Halloween. Like, it is not just little kids in Spider-Man costumes. It is at dusk. It's that really cute.
Yeah. Early.
Early Halloween is very cute. It's very community. It's very family of young kids, a lot of strollers. And then it does kind of hit around 8:39. I'm going to turn my lights off. My house is shut. Thank you.
Like, yeah, I saw you guys should go home now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially in the area that we go, which is a very heavily, very popular track, like all of San Diego popular areas.
Yeah.
And people drive in. At one point, we saw like a group of teens get out and they were all vaping. And you're like, it's time to go. If you drove yourself here with your vape, it's time for us and our 11-year-old to head back and sort our candy. Let's do some candy trades.
Yeah, and I think that's what's the hard part is it's hard to tell a sixth grader, like, the vibe has changed. Yeah. You must leave now.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still like it, though. You know, still was fun, but I did go, I wonder if this is the last time we'll do this.
Well, that's kind of similar to our son with the race. You're like, is this his last race?
Yeah.
Is this it? Is this our last Halloween?
Yeah.
You know, like, trick-or-treating. But we'll see.
There's just no professional trick-or-treating tier, though.
Yeah. That's true, man. You said this, and I was thinking about this, like, you're such, like, a hands-on, good team parent, team mom, even the formal role or non-formal role, like, you've done both, where you've planned certain things, And we're doing like the coach's gift yesterday, walking through Trader Joe's to get some gifts for the volleyball and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You really appreciated the NCAA and
oh
all the
gosh,
work.
Oh my gosh, this was like a real event.
Yeah.
Like they had event staff. I saw all these white tents. They had the sides. Every team got like a real tent.
They didn't have to bring their own.
This was not like a pop-up from the van.
Yeah.
You know? And trash cans and tape and ropes. I was like, they also, you're dying. You know how sometimes they have like.
The second thing you said was trash cans.
Trash cans. I'm middle-aged. I like love a good trash can placement.
You're
it's so relatable. I totally get that.
Oh, yeah. Is this why you like Disney?
It's awesome. I like it's just a very practical
it's just
thing.
Like, so amazing. Usually I go to these like sporting events where like we got wagons and tables and coolers.
Well, had been at the high school version of this race a year ago. And we couldn't find our tent or our kid
we
or any,
our team
anywhere to throw our trash. What am I supposed to do with this banana peel?
It was just fun. It's just the next level.
And then you were also impressed by...
The course was very well marked.
Yeah.
There were flags. And they had like a ATV like leading the race.
Oh, like a four-wheeler?
Something, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what it was.
Like a pace car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they help them stay on the course that way, yeah.
But it was... Well, because it was a, like several like loops, 5 miles... sometimes at the bigger invitationals, they'll have someone on a bike.
Yeah.
You know, like to direct, because kids do get lost.
Of course, yeah.
And
the kids in the front do.
Yeah. So anyways, it was like next.
I never got lost on any race ever. Yeah.
Top tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, also you were like looking at the hotel bookings and the flights and one of the teams had the conference room or something, right?
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah.
This is my favorite side of you.
They had like... that actually my favorite part of the whole day was the head track coach for Joel's college booked a reservation at the Cheesecake Factory
in advance.
So he booked it. He got a late checkout in the hotel so they could go back, get their stuff, shower.
Yeah.
Post race. And then they got the patio.
Whoa.
They booked the patio of
in
the Cheesecake
Fresno?
Factory.
How was that
on
available?
Halloween. At 1 p.m. And I was like,
how was that available?
You've done it.
The Chili's was already booked.
Yeah.
You've executed the perfect event. I was very impressed. Yes.
And you were seeing them at the breakfast and stuff.
They got the vouchers and the Gatorade.
And then you saw them at the airport after, too.
All the kids were at the airport immediately going home. They just like literally won conference championship, and then they're just boarding their planes with their laptops and their homework.
On Halloween.
On Halloween.
Yeah, yep. Something else.
So,
well,
fun.
Speaking of
super
travel,
fun.
We wanted to talk a little bit about moving. Mm-hmm. So it hit us. So we talked about this. I got the Facebook memories. So we've moved. We've, as a couple, right? We had our SPU house once, and then we went the SPU house to the Ballard house to the Lynn. To the Linwood house.
To the Kirkland house.
The Kirkland house. So as a couple, we've moved 5 times. As a family, we've moved 2 or 3 times. But it really has like a big, we've only done one big move. The other ones were all within the region, you know, and like didn't really change our social circles that much. We've done one big move, 1,200 miles, Canada to Mexico, Seattle to San Diego.
Yes.
Load up the 2007 Dodge Caravan. Formerly known as Old Rusty.
Again, it was a miracle we made it.
It's a crazy. Miracle. And just get on I-5 and drive south.
Yeah, so, it's a big old move.
Go ahead.
Sorry. In researching for this episode, we were kind of amazed that like Americans move more.
Yeah.
They make more moves.
What was the number you said?
In the article, it said the average American moves 11.7 times in their lifetime.
Did that before high school.
Larger moves as well. Yeah. So depending on like careers and stuff, that's why it's so memorable. People remember this stuff.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I remember, it's funny because I've done that drive a bunch, Seattle to SoCal, but the move drive, you remember a lot, you know?
You do. I mean, I think it's kind of like a vacation. You get like reflective too and stuff.
Well, that's what it was because you pointed out that it was so 07, Joel is born, our first kid. 09, Gloria is born. 2011, we move. 2012, I start stand-up. 2017, I go full-time stand-up. 2018, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Incorporates. We become our small little business here.
Well, you did forget Claire's birth, but that's okay. 2014, just for the record.
What was the weight on that?
Oh, sorry, Claire. Listen, you're going to get more time with just mom and dad than anyone ever did. So you're going to have lots of focus. She already does. But I was thinking about, 14 years since we moved, and then growing up between the two of us, we moved 7 times. All 7 were you.
Wow. Yeah.
Right, because it was Kansas to Colorado. Colorado to Japan. My order's mixed.
Okay.
Colorado
so,
to Japan.
No, you forgot one.
Well, let me just name the places you lived if I can remember them because you were. Well, you tell them.
No,
it's
I
your
think.
Story.
Okay.
You're born
Kansas,
in Kansas.
Then I lived by Stanford.
Oh, that's right, NorCal. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Colorado Springs, Okinawa, Japan, Burke Burnett, Texas. Tacoma, Washington.
Lancaster, California. So 7. And,
yeah.
So you grew 7 times in your high school years.
In my childhood. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In your, yeah. I moved 0. Mm-hmm. I lived in the same house.
That's
so 7
true.
Between us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We looked up one article and it was such, it was so depressing.
It was such a terrible study. That we refuse to disclose it to you.
If you Google how does moving affect children, you're going to find this article.
Just don't do it.
It was it was about the Danish Dutch babies. It was a study done. It was, hey, they're going to be really depressed as adults. Okay, this is a different country, maybe. And then every article I could find all referenced back to that study. So there's been one big study, and it was too much of a downer for a funny podcast
apparently,
about family.
Apparently, social networks are really important for kids.
But I thought what we could do instead is we have some emails and some stuff from people.
Yeah.
But first, I think the hard parts of moving as a kid are pretty obvious.
Sure. Well, I do think a lot of people did move during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that was a big kind of moment. Like, let's make a transition. And so we had close family friends move. And so I guess it, just in the last 6 years, like a lot of people have moved in the United States. So they, that's not like hard for them to think through. But I think like it's good to hold on to ties from like where you moved from.
Right.
Like, for example, when we moved, I moved in eighth grade and my mom let us go back the following spring break. So like you have a touch point with your old friends.
Right.
Now, did we keep going back every spring break? No. But like we had a touch point, which helped.
Right.
Like it's nice if you can kind of do that buffer, like have something to bring you back or to look forward to, or they come visit you, or you get to like reconnect or stay connected a little bit with some of your old friends.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But, you get friends. I mean,
as a child. Yeah.
Well, I mean, as someone who travels extensively, I have friends in like every city at this point because people are moved, man. People have spread out. And that's probably in part too because we have lived in cities like Seattle and San Diego and it just gets so expensive that people have moved to a lot of different places.
So maybe they come for school or work and then they start having kids and they find an area that costs less. But so that's a tip I have, I guess, is like to give your kids something like to keep in touch with their old community.
Which is easier now than it's ever been with the online.
Right.
You
with
know.
FaceTime. And I used to like have a lot of pen pals growing up. I wrote a lot of letters. To friends. I know. It sounds terrible. It's not a bad thing.
Did you put stamps
writing
on
letters
them?
I loved stationery. I would stamp that page up. You'd send like a mini eraser. We get crazy.
That sounds nice.
It's kind of a lost art form, but we could call too. Spend a lot of time on the phone. But I do think some people are better at maintaining friendships, and you kind of find that out. You know, like the people, if you move a lot, you find out who is like kind of like wanting to keep the friendship going and who isn't.
If they wanted to, they would.
You want to find out who your real friends are?
Yeah,
but it's a personality type too. That either kind of like continues to reach out or include you and then some don't. And you don't take it personally. It's just, it's a personality type a lot of times.
Did you spend, and I think I know the answer to this because I know you as an adult. Did you, when you had moved, did you spend much time like missing the old place, or were you just like, here's my new place?
You mean once I had moved?
Okay.
I
would have guessed no, because you're not a rear view mirror person much as an adult, where you're like looking, you're more just like the task ahead. But it's different as a little kid missing your friends, you know, than
I hold on to the past like too much.
Yeah, that's probably true. Let the past die.
I've told you this before, but you know, the one of the movies that I really connected with, because they don't make a lot of movies about moving. I'm totally blanking on the title, but it's the movies where the mice go to the United
Feifel?
States.
Feifel goes west is the second.
Yeah. But I don't remember, what was the first one called?
Coming to America?
What was
it's an immigration story.
American Tale. Yes.
That movie was huge for me. And I wasn't an immigrant.
Feifel was huge for kids that moved.
It was huge. Because they had that song where they're singing Somewhere Out There. I'm going to tear up. I'm unwell.
And I never moved as a kid. I was like, why are all these military kids so worked up around me? Wasn't it the, like, we're looking at the same moon thing?
Yes.
Dude.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, because I'm kind of there with you. Like, you know, like I'm not military, yeah. but I've moved you've so moved, many yeah. times.
Yeah.
And even in a small area, mm-hmm. but even then it crosses over for me with yeah. the immigration story. So I'm just kind of like, oh, God.
Yeah.
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is like, that was like super comforting as a kid.
Mm.
Cause you're away from like grandparents and aunts and uncles
yeah.
in the military.
Hey,
so
making good art matters, everybody. You make a movie about a little immigrant mouse and it helps some kids.
Via song.
Yeah.
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 It's nice.
It's nice. Yeah. Yeah, Andy and I are just.
Yeah.
Do you think
we're having a moment?
Well, I was gonna say there is something positively comedic about like the survivalist part of moving, though. It's kind of like it's like you look back fondly on where you're from, but you're always fighting for what's next because you're kind of built in to survive.
Right.
I can't if I dwell here, I'll kind of die in it in my nostalgia and my memory. So I have to focus on what's next and I have to fight for it. So you're always like living in that tension. But it's like it also serves you well. You know, because like I need it to like kind of drive to the next thing.
Well, that's what you've said. It does. Mm-hmm. There are like, making friends. There are some things that you learn from the moving and maybe strengthen you.
I mean, definitely like a worldview, know, like you're seeing all these different.
That's true.
Cultures or regions even of the United States.
Yeah.
You know, they're just different.
In my case, just Orange County.
Yeah. I mean, if it takes you away from your school, it's a huge move.
Yeah.
That's it. If it changes your friend group. So.
Yeah.
Do you, has that led to you moving so much as a kid? Has that led, and it's an obvious answer, but has that led you to want to keep our kids from moving?
Well, and it's probably, when our son went to college, I realized, you can't, your child's childhood, you just, you can't control everything,
of course.
But I was worried that, he wasn't ready for such a big transition because I had kept him in the same neighborhood, in the same home, in the same school system, for, 15 years of school. And, that was like, oh, my bad. Mm-hmm. I made it too. But again, I also think, your work is very, busy and, chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some elements that you're like, if we could keep this the same, that would be great. And ultimately he is, he went 8 hours away from us.
Sometimes you can control moving and you got to do what's best for your family. And let's say for whatever reason, like culturally or economically or jobs, a lot of them while you move or just like, we need a new environment, and that's why we moved a job, new environment. We were ready for something different, kind of didn't want to live where I grew up anymore, which I think is interesting because that was one of the driving forces for me after 27 years in the Northwest. I was like, I kind of want to go somewhere else. I got it. I got the Northwest down. I love it, but I got to go. It's so warm down there.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I will say you're pragmatic, diligent ways you were good at moving the kids, and I helped. I don't want to say you did all the work and stuff, but of course we worked together on that. But I was looking at the van that we packed, and I was like, oh man, Mel was really good at this. Like, you know, the little crate full of boxes and stuff. And
it is a lot of work.
If you were mm-hmm. to coach a parent up right now on how to talk to their kid about moving, what would you tell them?
Ooh. I mean, it's going to be hard. There's going to be a lot of emotions. Like, we should be grateful, you know, ultimately for what we had here, and we mm-hmm. can recreate something new, but it doesn't make it easier.
Yeah.
It's still sad.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely a loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And don't downplay that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you definitely, it's probably best, like, if you are showing your kids that you're both happy and sad.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it can be both, you know, like holding two opposite emotions. I guess that's the whole story of Inside Out.
Yeah. Hey, making good art for kids matters, you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. All right, let's do a couple. Or do you have more?
No, I don't. I think that we covered it. Yeah.
We asked
on American Tail.
Yeah. we asked our patrons in our Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans, any comments, stories, anything they have on moving. This one is from Bonnie. Bonnie had just moved to NorCal from SoCal.
Yeah.
She says, my first piece of advice is to go where you are considering moving when it's the worst weather and decide if it's still a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great, great, very practical note.
Yep.
When we decided to move, it was late spring. The hills were green. The sloughs, creeks and lakes were all full, and the air was fresh and crisp. It was gorgeous. And we never seen so much green at one time. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. I went to NorCal one time. I was driving in, and I was like, I'm in Ireland right now. This is the greenest I've ever seen anything.
Yeah.
We had moments wondering how this could still be California after having been in Southern California for so long. However, when we moved into our new house, summer had just started, and it was a record-breaking hot day. It ended up being an overall record-breaking hot summer. We immediately thought we had made a huge mistake. Weather-wise, it just doesn't compare to living in a beach town, but it's clean and safe and not congested, which brings me to my second piece of advice. Live where you will thrive, even if it means having to sacrifice year-round perfect weather. Bonnie, that's a great note.
Yeah.
I tell people that a lot about like moving and because as someone who's as well traveled, I just go live where you want to live, man. If you want to live in Tennessee or Texas or Montana or Alaska, whatever you want to do, man, it's great. And don't judge other people for living where they want to live. And know that it is a luxury to get to live where you want to live.
Yes.
So,
Well, I think comics face it a lot. You know, because they could live anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Anywhere that has a major airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think comics are always thinking about that.
I was thinking about this yesterday about how, because like we live in San Diego because our kids are happy here and the school systems and we like the weather. And I was like, it is a major airport. And then I was like, how small of an airport could a comedian live in? What's the smallest that they could do? And then I started to think about who lives where. And then I was like, I think it might be Leanne in Knoxville. Because Knoxville is like a medium-sized airport, but not a major. And that can't be a lot of, Leanne's got to be doing a lot of connections.
Yeah.
New special out, Leanne Morgan, right?
Yes.
I think that comes out
today. Mm-hmm. Tuesday. Yeah.
Go watch it, everybody. What's it? Unmentionable, unspeakable things?
Unspeakable things.
There you go. You can hear it. This is from Scott, patron as well.
I remember moving as a kid and making one last trip for the stuff in the kitchen cabinets and drawers. My dad said, I think we have like 3 hours left. 3 hours later, my dad said, I think we have 3 hours left. The kitchen is brutal. I hate moving.
Is the kitchen the worst room to move? To pack up?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you have like a huge garage, you know?
Yeah.
The garage could be. But yeah, it's just all the dishes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. We actually packed the kitchen first in our pod.
Yeah.
And then just did like takeout.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's just like the hardest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pods are unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Have you used one?
No.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I had for what I'm doing right now. But like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did the pod and it was crazy because it's when you, especially a big state move like that, you're like, because otherwise you have to move, drive the U-Haul yourself. And it was just, it just met us. Well, actually, it was a little later. We beat it here, but you're like, oh, there's all our stuff. It's here.
Which, I mean, we had friends that made the same move. They just didn't take any of their stuff. Which is also an option.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the benefit versus,
you know, like the beds.
Well, versus movers, because like movers are going to, it's like, it's not at your own pace. They're going to drop everything in your house once they get there. And now you've got to like sort it out while you live in it. Where a pod is nice because it's like, oh, everything's on the driveway. And we'll unpack it at our pace based on what you can afford.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, so I could definitely see why that would be a
You said it, one perk about moving a lot is you don't get too attached to things.
Yeah, and you just kind of weed stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, the longer you live in a house, the more stuff you accumulate, you know? But like our family, we moved every 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, and some of our moves, we had base issued furniture. We didn't actually buy the furniture.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And, like, well, if you're in Japan.
Yeah, so it just stayed in that house for the next person?
No, I think there is some kind of rental.
Yeah.
Furniture.
You lived in a hotel. This is what hotels do. You live in a hotel.
The furniture came out, but then the next person, I don't know, ordered three
beds. Hopefully
they
wipe it down. Ordered three beds. That's so funny. This is from Adam Bush. Email. Send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. My subject, moving story. My friend helped us load our pod when we moved. He said, you want to just load everything very loosely, kind of toss it in there so it doesn't break. I was new to moving and took it as gospel. When we opened the pod, it was a hot mess of tossed and broken everything. Lesson learned, Andrew was barred from helping us move. All right. This is
Lydia
from the Facebook group.
I was maybe 7 years old when my family was selling our home and having an open house. We were home while people looked around, and for some reason, I thought it'd be a good idea to hide in my closet and jump out at whoever opened it. There was a young couple that was opening the door, and I just jumped up and screamed at them. I don't think they ended up making an offer.
Oh, that is so funny. Lydia!
What are you doing?
What are you doing? We're trying to get offers. This is from Michael Morris on the Facebook group. He said, 20 years ago, we moved across town to a better home. While the movers were moving our furniture, we wanted to make sure that we knew where both of our cats were while the movers were doing their job. We found one of them, but not the other, as we had thought maybe she hid somewhere because she was a cat that got scared of people. Fast forward to about an hour or so, when the movers came to our new home, and also the movers were bringing our couch into the new home. Here pops out our, quote, lost cat who was lodged in the couch. Our lost cat had traveled over 15 miles in a moving truck to our new place. Let me tell you, she was scared to death after that experience as she spent the next week behind the toilet in our bathroom. Oh. So from our experience, make sure all your pets are accounted for before you move from one place to another because you never know where they may wind up. Good
That's
email.
Terrible.
Hit this one, Mel.
Sarah, when I was in high school, our house was for sale. When we first put it on the market, we didn't realize that realtors could do showings when we weren't home. This was 1999 and cell phones were rare, so I don't know what the protocol was for realtors to set up showings. There was a morning we left for school and work and didn't bother to make our beds or anything like that. When we came home, there was a realtor business card on our dining room table. We were a bit aghast that strangers had been through our messy house. Not only were our beds unmade, a pair of dad's whitey tidies were on the bathroom floor.
Classic.
After that, we always made sure to tidy up a bit before we left the house.
More notes here. This is from Sarah Rose. We learned the hard way about the importance of closing dates. We sold our first home extremely quickly, and the closing for our newly purchased house was not for several weeks. At the time, we had two small babies, and we ended up, quote, moving in with my parents with their small mobile home. My kids slept in the extra bedroom, and my husband and I set up our bed in their patio. Yeesh. I wish I was kidding when I say my husband left me outside with a raccoon in our bed. I was terrified. He thought I was sleeping. I don't really think it matters. Ha ha. That's hilarious.
I was just remembering we had showings a lot when we had a house in Washington, and someone let the neighborhood cat in our house.
Yeah. You're like, what?
So we came home with a cat in our house that wasn't ours.
I don't have a cat.
Like, what's sorry, this cat Joel. Doing in here?
Last one here. You want to read from Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, we rented pods for our recent move to Northern Virginia from Texas. Convenient. Until we found out our pods could not be dropped off in our new neighborhood, which then caused us to hire another moving crew plus truck to unload our containers, load up their truck, deliver to our house, and unload from there. It ended up costing us another $2,000, so maybe read the fine print and stuff.
Well, I think if anything, we might have, if you were on the fence about moving, I think this episode might have convinced you to stay where you are.
Don't do it.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons who give to our podcast. Thank you so much for your support of our work. They are
Adam Bush,
Alex Foose and Sam Graham,
Averill Griffiths,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Gary Teague,
Chris Finn,
Christopher and Bridget Finlin,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Dam Aris Diaz Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Jason and Francis White,
Jonathan Rivera,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Christy Harrod,
Lori Amos,
Lauren and Nick Rachel,
Matt and Sam Slazdom,
Michelle Kauslan,
Nick Cordell,
Norman Perron,
Preston and Rachel Wilson,
Raina Camps,
Robert and Nellie Capen,
Scott Elliott,
Stephen Menya,
Zachary and Tammy Moyle,
and Tiffany Payne. Thanks so much, everybody.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We've all been stuck in a dinner routine rut, bored with the same takeout options, or eaten a bowl of cereal for dinner. But picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered right to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Your meal options are endlessly delicious with a team of over 160 innovative chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Cook Unity offers a variety of over 400 meals for every palate. Cook Unity has flexible programs that you can pause, skip, or cancel at any time. Find the perfect plan for your dietary needs and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/rut.